From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Lunchtime Live
with Andrea Gilligan
on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new podcast recommendation, the Pod Squad are with me to tell us about Strangers on a Bench.
Hello. Sorry to bother you. Can I ask you a slightly odd question?
Yes.
I'm making a podcast called Strangers on a Bench, where essentially I talk to people I don't know on benches for 10 or 15 minutes. Are you up for that? Do you want to give it a go? Do you have a favourite day of the week?
Favourite day of the week? Saturday.
Straight in there with a Saturday.
Yeah.
Lovely. Can you say why?
Why? Most of my children at home, so we usually have a Saturday night together.
Yeah, just a short clip of Strangers on a Bench. The Pod Squad with me this Monday afternoon. Elaine Burke, of course, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, and Today FM's Cathal Minogue. You're both very welcome. Elaine, you might just explain to listeners what this is about.
Yes, so this is a podcast from Tom Rosenthal, who I believe is also a singer-songwriter as well as a podcaster. And there's excellent music choices in this, I have to say. And he seems to be wandering around London, finding people in moments of solitude and saying, hey, do you want to have a chat on my podcast?
Yeah.
And you actually get all that background noise from wherever he's at. He might be in a park. You might get birdsong. You might get people walking by and having their own conversations. You might have actually someone stumble upon someone that they recognize and having an interlude with that as well. You might have sirens in the background. So you get all this kind of atmospheric noise as well, which is actually quite nice in the podcast. It's normally something that people are trying to filter out in their audio. And they're just ordinary people. He tries to keep it fairly anonymous, but some of them share so much about their lives, I feel like they might actually be able to be recognisable. But they don't share names or anything like that. And it is just, he goes so quickly from, like, you hear the introductory question there of, like, what's your favourite day of the week? That's a common technique he uses.
Yeah, it kind of starts, many of the episodes I've listened to, that's nearly the start of them.
Almost every time. But it very quickly gets from that to very in-depth conversations about people's lives, their families, their loves, their losses. And people really open up to him. Now, in that particular episode you played a clip of, that woman kind of ends up interviewing him towards the end. It's quite interesting. She asks him, like, how he goes about doing this and capturing these interviews. And he does reveal then that maybe he has a 50% hit rate of the people that he comes up to and who is willing to have a chat. Yeah.
How successful is this? Does it work, Cathal?
It does work. I'm a bit cynical, though.
Why?
I just wonder,
how random are they?
Yeah.
That's the producer in you now, you see, thinking that.
I'm just thinking, if you're sitting on a bench in Stephen's Green and he came up to you... First of all, I guess the hit rate thing I get, because some people will be open to it and some people will talk. And I feel like now I'm like, oh, actually, I'd love to talk to him now. But also, do you have an hour? Because most of the episodes are about an hour, maybe 50 minutes long. Does someone have that time to sit down and just chat?
You're skeptical that it's prearranged.
An awful lot of them actually admit that they were skiving off, going home and doing chores. So I think that's the motivation for a lot of them. Like, a good few of them have said that same
Kill time. There's a little bit of a Tommy Tiernan Show feel to it. That's kind of how I would describe it, as
that's
a bit of a podcast. It's the podcast version of that, except the people are just randomers, as opposed to none of them are, you know, whatever, Dermot Kennedy was on the other night. Or, you know what I mean? They're not, like, they're totally just randomers in the park.
He's brilliant. Tom is brilliant. And I do love the soundscape. So you actually feel like you're in the park with them, which is lovely. This morning, they've released a new episode.
Right, I haven't listened to that one now, but...
He's in Dublin.
Go on!
Yeah. So now I'm thinking, we all go to a park each, sit down and see, is he wandering around? He's in Dublin, yeah.
That person's going to be instantly recognisable though, because Ireland, yeah, they share any detail.
Doesn't he know that?
Yeah. Very true. Very
but
true.
I do wonder, like, when you're kind of listening to somebody that is just so random, this random punter in a park in the UK, I just wonder how much appeal there is for the audience to listen to this.
Well, that's what I was thinking as well. Like, what's the, you know, what, if you're listening, there was a point for us to listen because of this. Mm. So it's a nice listen. But do I care about the next one? What brings me back to the next one? Maybe it's company might be the reason. You might, you know, if you listen to podcasts as you're potting around the house, you're cooking or anything like that, then I think it's actually, it's just nice company in the background.
How much of this did you listen to?
I've listened to 3 episodes altogether. Yeah. I haven't listened to today's one there.
No, I didn't know that. I've listened to 2, but I picked them from kind of, I'd say, in the middle of the episodes to sort of get a little bit of a feel for it. But I wondered, are there ever, like, is there ever any familiar faces on this that were people you'd know? No,
the,
it's all...
Of the 3 that I listened to, no one is revealing who they are. So even if they are familiar, you're not going to find that out. But what it feels for me is a gap in the podcast menu of it's nice and pleasant to listen to. Now, if there are some topics that they get into that can be a bit distressing for people, but there will be a content warning if that's the case. And I chose not to listen to one of the episodes because of that, because that's not what I was tuning in for. Yeah. I was like, this is nice, gentle listening. And it's nice to have something, because a lot of what I listen to is news-based, it's factual, it's sharing information. Or if I want something a bit light touch, it's probably celebrity and comedy. And I thought this was actually a really nice thing to add to my listening habits that's just chat. And I think what you said there about the company thing is really interesting, because I do think that the surge of interest in podcasts is actually driven a lot by people are actually wanting to be engaged in conversation, and we've stripped away a lot of our avenues for conversation by going online. And that's what this felt like. It felt like earringing on a really interesting conversation.
How engaging, Cathal, did you find him, the interviewer, Tom Rosenthal? How did you find him?
Yeah, I found him very engaged, very engaging. I thought his questions were brilliant. I like, it's actually, it's a great opener to just say, what's your favourite day of the week? And then kind of digging into that, because it gets you thinking.
I also wonder what somebody in Ireland would reply to that. Like, you can just imagine the, you know, what are you doing? Who are you? Why are you annoying me? Why do you want to know that?
But also, were you thinking, what's your favourite day of the week is? Because that's what got me thinking.
Really?
And I was just like, what do I say after?
Friday. Has to be, yeah.
Because you're leaving work.
Yeah.
And then you might be going to Donegal.
You might be, just know where you're going, yeah.
I thought you said Sunday after yesterday.
After yesterday's incredible win.
Yeah.
I knew you had to get that in. But it's, you know, it's an interesting, there's definitely a gap in the market for something like this.
But yeah, but the market, you know, I still just wonder, like, the market is the reason you do these things is so people will listen. And what is your reason for listening again? Like, why, you know, today's episode, if I hadn't told you it was from Dublin.
Yeah. I would have had no idea.
Would you have dipped in, like?
But I think something that's really fascinating to me about this, because, like, as a podcaster, there doesn't seem to be any agenda to this. There's no ads on this episode. Tom doesn't even introduce himself, so it's not profile building for him. Like, this is just, this feels like something that's more like an experiential piece of art. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what it actually feels like when you're listening through it. And I find that really, really fascinating. There doesn't seem to be any agenda other than putting these stories out there.
Were you gripped by any of the stories that you heard?
One of them was my favourite thing I've listened to of any podcast this year.
Go on.
Yeah, I just found it so deeply engaging. Now, the soundscape really helped in that as well. I just felt fully immersed in it. And it's one of the longer ones, I think, as well. And it's with a guy who he meets sitting in a cemetery. And it's called I See Dead People, if you're looking for it to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about becoming a medium and spiritualism and shamanism and stuff like that. These are not things that I would normally ever engage in. But something about this guy, he was an incredibly good conversationalist himself. And Tom is kind of disarmingly convivial and candid with the questions that he asked people. And this guy was fully open to it and just went really deep on things. And I was so absorbed in something I never thought that I would listen to someone do an interview on. And
you,
I
think
the Tommy Tiernan thing is really resonating with that as well.
Yeah.
He's really good at drawing out incredible stories from people, and, like, you don't even sometimes know where the guest is coming from.
What stuck with you from any of the experiences that you heard?
So that's so interesting. I listened to that episode as well, and the reason I listened to that one is because of the title. So
yeah.
I See Dead People. So I was like, okay, I'll listen to this one. So I totally can get why you think wow and all this, and this is probably something from working in radio, and this is why maybe it's a bit spoiled on me, but the whole time I was thinking, he's after finding this fella from somewhere. Like, how is this guy so interesting and had so many stories to tell? Just the back of my mind the whole time, I was thinking, he must have found him in a news article or something, and he's after meeting him on a bench. And I hope I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm sure I am wrong. But just in the back of my mind the whole time, I can't stop thinking of that, how authentic it actually is.
Right.
I know that's me. It's not like, him.
I love the skeptic in you.
It's not, I fully understand the skepticism, but it's not beyond the realms of imagination. Like, I mean, at networking events and stuff like that, the things that I have learned from people from asking the most inane questions, like some people just love to open up and have a yap. Mm. And he's finding people, like, if you're sitting out on a bench or by a pier or something like that, you're probably having a little moment of introspection. And if you're the type of person who also likes to have a chat and you're caught at that moment, like, you might just get a really good conversation out of it. Now, he does say, like, not, I'm sure not all of it makes it to an episode.
I'd love to hear at the end of this, or even at the start, somewhere, I'd love to hear the outtakes. I'd love to hear the people that didn't engage in the podcast.
Yeah.
And what that conversation sounds like. A lot of interest in this. How new is this podcast? Or is it, how
it's
long?
It's 80 episodes.
Oh, so it's, well, it's around a good while. Yeah. So this texter makes the point, quite a few people getting in touch interested to hear it, says it wouldn't work in Ireland though. Irish people are so cranky and they wouldn't give an hour of their time. Are we that cranky?
I have not heard that that's something that we're known for. Isn't that like the opposite of what we're known for? Or is meant to
I
be
know,
like,
but every time we talk about the Irish
storytelling
people being friendly,
is in our blood and all that kind of crap.
Awful stories.
Strangers in a pub.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That's my idea.
Yeah,
I'm going with that one.
Copyright that quick, Al, before somebody steals it on you. Will you keep listening to this?
To be honest, no.
No. You might listen to the Dublin version. Well, if there's another Dublin version.
Yeah. But I suppose, yeah, for the next one, you'd have to listen again. And I think it's kind of, they don't really, he doesn't purposely say he's in Dublin. You know, he's just chatting away to the guy. And then your man says why he's in Dublin for the weekend. And it's funny, they stop a couple of times because there's a fella cutting the grass. Great. He's finally getting the first cut of grass in. Doesn't care about the people with their microphones around him.
Love it.
But I don't think I will listen again. No.
How many stars out of 5?
3.
Okay. Not bad.
No, it's not bad. Like, that's where I'm dropping down on is that not. I like
you've question
listen.
Marks over the authenticity.
I like to listen.
It.
I like the idea of it.
Elaine,
4. I mean, the I See Dead People episode is a 5-star episode.
Yeah, but like, you know, listen to that one. Then
he can't curate his interviewees, so some have a better story to tell than others. And like we said, this guy has a lot of stories. It's fascinating. But yeah, 4 stars, it's definitely going into my regular rotation just because I found it so soothing to listen to. Yeah. It's just kind of like, sometimes it's just talking about nonsense and that's refreshing in the current media environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I thought, I no real complaints about it. I only listened to 2 of the episodes of it over the weekend, but I mean, kind of background noise, as you described it, is where I was. That's the sort of file I'd put it into. For the moment, we are chatting about Strangers on a Bench. If you want to take a listen to the podcast, our pod squad this Monday afternoon, Cathal Mullogue from Today FM and Elaine Burke, who's the host of the For Tech's Sake podcast.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.